Hey y'all, hey, it is me, Dr. O, here for another wonderful episode of Dr. O After Dark. As y'all can see, I got on my green because it is St. Patrick's Day. Yes, and you know what they say, green for the money, and I ain't got on no yellow because I don't deal with your highness. Ow, but not only is it St. Patrick's Day this month, it is also, most importantly, Women's History or Women's Appreciation Month. So I have two very wonderful and amazing women who are here today. If y'all can't guess, y'all see this, these hats. Oh, I can't wait to really get into it. So I met these two wonderful women at an event out here in Atlanta. It was like Girls Talk or something like that. One of my good girlfriends invited me and was like, hey, you know, when you want to come out to this event, I got a free ticket, so on and so forth. Yandy Smith's going to be there. I thought it was a great opportunity. I was not expecting to meet these two wonderful women and fall in love not only with their hats and the styles, their style, but also just their amazing story and their amazing spirit. So I want to kind of get into that because something brought you guys there specifically. And I think that the story behind what brought you guys to the event is absolutely amazing. And it shows a lot and tells a lot about who they are. Without any further ado, Funky Tapas.
Hey everybody, my name is Gail.
And Serena.
I'm Serena.
And we're the Funky Topper Sisters, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Toppers. Yeah.
So as she said, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate you giving us this platform for seeing us, like literally seeing us. As she said, we were at an event together, and after the event, she reached out and said that I just thought you guys were really alluring, and I just wanted to reach out and have you guys come in and tell your story. So we met at an event called Girls Talk, and I shared at the event that my best friend, my sister, she manifested in 21, right? Yeah. 2021, that we were both relocating to Georgia, and she said that when we get to Georgia, we're gonna give Yandy
a topper.
And we wanted to do that because she's so adamant about women and womenpreneurs, entrepreneurs. So in any case, we bought tickets to go to an event several times. We never made it. And I ran into her at a random event, and it was just an amazing encounter. And she invited me to this space. But the fact that it came around 360, 2 years later,
yeah,
the way that it did, where she ended up beckoning us as opposed to us going to her, just showed that there was so much insight from her, and yeah, she poured it into our business and what we wanted it to be. And just being in that moment of manifestation was just like profound.
Being stewards of who we are and what we believe in, and just manifesting and speaking what we want into existence. That's what I did. And I knew once we got to Georgia, it was time for us to take off, right? It was a crawl, and it still is a crawl, right? But we're here. And we appreciate you for having us here.
Well, I also said, now I can hear the accent. And because I know a little bit about you guys, I know where you're from.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you guys tell it because I think it's also such an amazing story. And it goes into the whole ambiance and the design of you guys' toppers.
For sure.
So let's do this first. We got something for you, Doctor.
Y'all know I love this.
We got something for you. So while you're opening that, we'll talk a little bit about who we are.
See, y'all about to make me curse. I'm like, look.
Yeah. Well, let's let you open it.
Yeah, I can see it through the hat. I mean, through the bag, and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. Who told y'all?
We do our research. We do our homework.
It's custom homework. Made. Oh my God. Y'all know the of Dr. O colors, all the pink and gold. Oh, listen, it is not, the green is not, you know, it's going without, but the pink goes with every, I'm not. Shout out to the AKAs.
I'm right. You sounding like an AKA.
Shout out to the AKAs. No, I have been, because I love pink, and I think they go really nice together. But I have been called out for wearing pink and green and not being an AKA. We just gonna leave that there. That's a whole nother story.
Oh, she's taking it
out. I am, absolutely. Yes. I'm about to put this on now.
I love it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Listen, y'all gotta make sure, y'all see how, if you see how amazing this is, now I know y'all was checking theirs out, but look at the look, oh, it does, look, the green right there, look, it does match, see, I'm like a little kid on Christmas, the detail, this is not one of them, like, Amazon hats that you just get and they done threw some stuff together on it. This is the detail. This is the real thing, y'all. Custom. They take care, as you said, do your research. They do their research and make it specialized. I mean, you cannot just go walk in the store and be like, oh, I want that hat. No, baby.
Butterflies look alike.
Listen.
Toppers are gonna look alike.
Listen, and I even have to be on reality TV.
And love you, Andy. We both have on the same kind of hat, the same color, but it's burnt different. It was bleached different. I think mine says bleach. Okay. Yep. So,
so wait a minute. This is not just taking some bleached jeans that you got from the thrift store and was like, oh, let's cut them up. And
everything about this hat is handmade. And well,
stripping jeans, bleaching jeans, bleaching hats. Burning hats, finding brooches. It is a method to our madness.
For sure.
We spend hours. Get together on like a 9 a.m. on a Saturday and still at 9 p.m. I'm like, okay, I think we did enough hats. And then at that time, we still only probably have like five done.
Right.
Wow. Exactly. Oh, wow. Yeah. Y'all gonna get sick of me. Y'all gonna be like, there she go with that hat again. But baby, Atlanta about to get all of that. They're gonna be like, where you get that hat from? He's like, yeah. So I need to make sure I need how your cars and everything. So I'm gonna be like handing them out.
This energy is exactly what we look for. Because it's not for everybody. And that's fine. But who is for is
they
for.
It is for. Now, you two are women, and you know, it's Women's History Month, and I love the hats. Are they made? Do you have them for males as well?
Yes, we do.
Brothers.
Yes, we do.
See? Brothers.
Brothers,
sisters, non-binary, however you may describe or prescribe. Reside and everything else, they got it. They got a little bit of funkiness for you in their toppers.
You see it and you love it, it's for you.
And I think that when we talk about who we are, we talk about us just being authentically ourselves. We're eclectic. We love things that are unusual. I'm coming straight from work and this is what I wore to work, right? So you see, we're just different and we love to be different. Yeah. Like I said earlier, no two butterflies look alike, no two hats are gonna look like, right? And with that said, we take our time, we pour into our hats, we sit there and critique each other. No, take that off. Yeah. No, add that. No, I don't like that color, you know? Mm-hmm. And everything that's on it, it's not normal for a hat maker. Mm-hmm. They would never bleach, burn, brooch. Mesh. You see, we have mesh on it. You see, we have jean on it.
Yes, I see the holes.
So we put so much on it, and that's why we say it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
Because some of them think it's too
much. It's too gaudy. Somebody might think that's gaudy.
It's the right amount.
But it's definitely for me. Yeah, they got it. They got it, and they got it right, and I didn't even have to. Oh, child. So I know you guys are best friends.
Yes.
And sisters.
Yes. High school.
Known each other since high school. Mm-hmm. And so we're getting back to, we're talking about the design and things like that and what it was motivated by, kind of where you guys are from.
Okay. Well, let me take you back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because this is speaking about manifestation. I really want to share this, that another reason why the manifestation of this thing is really touching to me, and I'm probably saying this to you for the first time in public, but I was thinking about it today when we were going to be here, and I wanted to share that I was knee deep in some other businesses that I would do, that I was doing, and because she always knew that I wanted to do the hats, but I was busy with other things, and she surprised me and sent me over a dozen hats and said, "Sis, I know you want to do this. I believe in it. And whenever you're ready, the time is going to be right. You're going to get to it, and it's going to be right." And I probably sat in those hats for about a year.
Wow.
Or more.
Wow.
And it brought us together even tighter, mm-hmm. you know, in this time, because we've always been close. But that pouring into believing the vision and knowing what I wanted to do, and we're so much alike. So everything that I did, I was always like, "Do you think this is gonna?"
Yeah.
Because
we wore fedoras
all the time,
but we'll put a brooch on it, and
right?
Like
you know, sometimes people say, "I wish I could find what I want."
Yeah.
You know. So she was like, "Well, let's just create what we want." You know. So
and then she was like, "You know what? I'm gonna rip up some jeans." I said, "Yeah, do that. Call me when you're done." You know. And then slowly but surely, we just kept on adding things and adding things, and we was like, "Keep on. We're getting there."
But to what you asked, we love being from Brooklyn. It's just what it is. And the vision was to represent the New York
culture.
So that's why the circles, anyone that's from that knows about the train, they know this, the circles, that's what it's for, to represent the New York Transit Line. And
engine number 9, coming down the transit
that's
line.
That's right.
Pick it up. Okay, Black Sheep, you know. I'm about to get in.
That's our era.
Yeah, for sure.
That's our era.
That's our love. So we really have poured the things that we love into this one crown. You know, where we're from, how we were raised, culture, fashion, being unique, being different, and pushing people to say, to think like you don't have to do the norm and no more boxing. Just like, do it. People see us all the time and say, "I would have never done that with that. But oh, that's good." And it's like, well, you can do it too. If you like it, that means you could do it.
Yeah.
Just don't be afraid.
We always tell people, like, just like, how did you think of, I just put it on. And when I put it on, if I don't like it, I take it off. Just try it. Stop trying to look like a carbon copy of everyone. Mm. You know, when you're in New York, I just see the same girls walking down the street. In Georgia, in Atlanta, the same girls. Be you. Be authentically you. Find yourself.
For sure.
And when we talk about finding ourselves, I can say for me, when I really arrived, is I had to go through something to come out of the fire, right?
Okay.
To find where I was. I relocated from New York, Virginia, then went back to Delaware. So I've been around, right?
Moved. I've been around.
Yeah, a few states.
You a diva.
It's that era.
Yeah, it's that era. And me coming back to Delaware. So I went from New York, I moved to Delaware, then went to Virginia, where she was at for a year and a half, and I had to come back to Delaware. When I got back to Delaware, I was in a desert place.
Okay.
Of who are you? Why? Where do you go next? Right? I was completely laid out flat. And the next time my sister saw me, she was like, "What the heck did you do?" It was just rebirth. And with that rebirth, I started playing with my fedoras. We started talking. And that depression, I had to find who I was and fight through it. And I did it. And my sister, at the same time, she lost her mom. Then she lost her dad.
Yeah.
So her creating was her way.
That's my coping.
To deal with those. So I'm dealing with a different type of depression. She's dealing with a different type. And then at that same time, we're manifesting who we want to be. What do we want to see differently in our lives? What do we want to look like? What do we want to bring to the world? We didn't even really, with Funky Tapas, say we wanted to take it outside. It was just going to be something we did for us. Mm-hmm. And that's how it started. She'll send me something. I'll send her something. And then, okay, we're wearing it. And then people started saying, what did you do? Oh, I did it. Oh, she did it. Mm-hmm. And then we was like, all right, it's time to get busy.
Yeah.
And we got busy. And that's how we arrived.
And then what year was this?
So 2016, I moved to Virginia in 2015, was back by 2016. So I was there a year and a half. So I would definitely say 2017, 18, 19 was my refocus.
Okay.
What's going on? And mom passed in what?
18.
Yeah. So it was right around that time. And then we just started about 19, 20. Started just playing with our hats, our own. I have a wall in my closet just full of fedoras. So what I started doing was taking my old fedoras and recreating them, repurposing them. I said, sis, play with your, we ain't gonna use those ones yet.
Yeah.
Let's play on ours. Mm-hmm. And that's how we got here. So 2018, just dealing with, you know, life. Life was lifing, right?
Yeah.
And just transforming. We both, my sister has, how many children? Come on.
I have 4 children and 2 bonus babies.
Yes.
Wow.
So she's been a stay-at-home wife, but making things happen, building businesses, taking care of family, right? Just doing her. And I'm the outside working. I have 3 sons. So, you know, I then went from a correction officer to a therapist, you know, back to trying to figure out life and just trying, you know, just trying to figure out what's next.
Yeah. You telling my story. Were you in the military too? Because I went into law enforcement corrections and now I'm a therapist.
No.
But you know what's amazing about you guys' story? Check this out. When you talk about manifestation. Mm-hmm. So I'm into numerology. Are you guys into numerology at all?
Mm-hmm.
So we know what the core numbers are, 1 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
You said 2016?
Yep.
2 + 0 + 1 + 6 is what?
2, 3, 6, 8, 9.
9 is completion.
Oh, sorry. Yes,
9 is completion.
Before we go into 1.
Yes.
So between that 9 and 1, completion, end of a season, is transition time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we have 2018.
He's taking a sip.
I'm sorry.
We're supposed to be adding. I'm not in school.
But that's okay. Listen, it's okay. When y'all were saying it, I was over here on my fingers like this. I was.
I know I'm in my year 4, and you're in year 1.
I'm in my year 1.
Birth
years.
But 2018, you add those together, that's 11.
Okay.
It's 1.
1.
So for 9 ending, things ended. Back to 1 of new beginnings of when it actually started.
Wow.
Ooh. Look at God. This is amazing.
Yes, he will.
This is amazing. So you've been a wife, mom, and entrepreneur. And you also is mom. And you've been into as a therapist and in corrections and entrepreneur. And I know now you're still
and a wife.
And I know you was mentioning earlier before we started taping that you also work in the foster care system.
Yeah.
And look at this. And then you guys come back and you do things like this as giving back. Again, amazing story with just you and you guys with Yandy and seeing the power behind her and what she does and just saying, you know what? I want to bless her. We're going to bless her. And I believe it opened up, if I'm not mistaken, because I know I've seen people coming up to y'all afterwards. You probably had a couple of sales from that as well.
So that's still coming in because Yandy's still posting us. Like, her heart is just so pure. Like, she's real. Like, you know how you see some people on the TV, like, oh, they not know. Yandy is that. And still posting us. And we're like, okay. Sissy called me on Monday. It's like,
she's screaming.
She posted us again. I'm at Mardi Gras. I'm in New Orleans. And I'm like,
she just came back yesterday. This morning.
At 1 a.m.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we are appreciate all of the love, and you were one of those that out of it.
Yes,
you know, you were the first one to reach out
to us.
Were,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm, you know, again, I seen them and I love my hats. I love my fedoras. I love my toppers. And I was like, these are amazing. Let me find out. Let me, you know, follow them and, you know, reach out and different things of that nature. Now, I'm getting more. It was always a part of the plan, you know, but I am so one. But I love to be blessed with gifts. And so I, you know, definitely. But y'all going to see, y'all going to be getting tired of all of them. What I also find so amazing about you guys' story is that you guys are best friends from high school and been supporting each other. And what's so amazing about that is because oftentimes we hear, I don't like women, I don't get along with women. Especially, I would say a lot of times in the Black community, you know, us coming together and really supporting each other. Sometimes it happens, and it happens for a season, a period of time, but that longevity all the way from high school to our ages now. We all know, guys, but between marriage, the kids, and everything, I was like, oh, we were on the same age.
Yeah,
so.
I'll be 47 March 30th.
I would not be able to tell, so, you know, shameless plug, you know. I won't, kind of round our ages, but you know, I like to still hold on to where I'm at. So I still got a couple of years to catch up to you guys.
So. Okay, all right.
But you know, we all in the 40s,
okay.
So yeah.
We'll take it, we'll take it, we'll take it.
But yeah, I could definitely speak to that and say that I have been blessed with amazing, amazing sister friends that I've been able to carry through my life. I've gained a lot of new ones.
Seven. That's what I call myself.
So
the lucky
that's
seven.
A joke because I always had like at least 6 to 7 best friends like all my life. One of them transitioned and she's always been my
lucky
seven.
I came in number seven, so well,
everybody
I'll be
had
number
number
seven. I'm lucky.
She's
number
my
seven.
Number seven. Yeah,
right.
Lucky number seven. She's my number seven. So I'm happy that I don't have that story to tell. I think we shared that with each other just the other day.
Yeah.
But, we've been blessed to have good connections, really, in lifetime connections, it seems, because I don't expect to lose any of those friendships at all.
Gail is my, people always think soulmates are just, you know, a sexual part.
Mm-hmm.
Gail is my soulmate. And I have best friends as well outside of Gail, like one from when I was 5 years old. So my mother was like, friendships are important.
Yes.
Where I'm the only child, Gail has a brother, but that was one of the biggest things with my mom, friendships. You need friendships, you know. Mm-hmm. You need to work on that. If y'all having a disagreement, figure it out.
Yeah.
And don't think it was always perfect. We had times where we had a sissy, but it was easy. It was a phone call. And one thing she said to me years ago, she said, if it's hard, I don't want to do it. Like a friendship is not supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to hurt. It's not supposed to be like, I gotta call her. When it get like that,
something's
I don't want it. I don't want it. And that's one thing we stay true to. When it gets like that or we feeling the way, hey, what's up? We gonna call. I'm feeling something. Even if my text seems short, I'm calling you. What's
and
up?
That's what I was gonna ask is because I can only imagine that not only being close and being friends, and as you said, we're human, conflict happens.
Yeah, for sure.
But I can imagine that it probably happens even more in working together and having, you know, having a business or anything. So I just want to know, is that you guys' experience or how do you guys navigate through? And you kind of answer that of, no, we pick up the communication.
For
key.
Sure.
Key.
Yeah,
but that's not our story.
It's not our story.
To be honest, like, as long as we've been launching and talking and strategizing about Funky Toppers, it's never been a disagreement over Funky Toppers. It's how can we move to the next level? Or do we want to move to the next level? Because for me, I'm working full time. I done went to undergrad, graduate school. Like, so life is lifing, right?
Yes,
and I'm like, do I want to do this outside of a hobby?
Right.
Because it was a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, okay, she came over 2 weeks ago and was like, we need to restrategize. We had a whole strategy meeting all in my living room. We had posters up. This is what we're going to do. This is what, because now it's real.
Yes.
So it's about let's talk about it and let's fix it before it becomes a problem. Let's talk about partnership. Let's talk about where money's going. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about our budget. Let's talk about our inventory, because we wasn't doing that before. It was just like, oh, you want a hat? hat. You get a hat. You get
everybody gets a hat.
Yeah.
Okay. No, and I can understand it because, as you said, it wasn't about the business at mm-hmm. that time. It was like about the hobby, you yeah. know. And so, oh no, you want one here? Here we go. Mm-hmm. Here. And then, so now, how has that been with having to maybe transition in your mindset from just going, hey, you get it now again?
What I just say.
I appreciate it. And anytime y'all wanna, you know, gift more, we looking for sponsors. I will wear one every week. But yes, we also have to maintain, and we have bills that we gotta pay, and we gotta be business smart yeah. and all of those, you know, type sure. of things. So how was that? How were you guys able to like transition from that to the business side?
Well, I would have to say the first word that comes to mind is it's actually exciting. It's exciting because it's becoming more, mm-hmm. you know, and it's nerving, you know, mm-hmm. because you do, or you are trying to figure out how do you fit it in and how do you structure it and make it do what it gotta do. But then there's this piece that I think I can speak on both of us behalves and say that we are tapped in. And I know, and she knows that whatever should be, will be, mm-hmm. and all the tools that we need will be given.
Will be given.
And I'm not, there's no stress. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just moving with it. As it's coming, we're moving with it. Mm-hmm. There's no stress. I believe that this business is supposed to prosper. It will. It's going to go as far as it's supposed to go. Everything that we need is going to be provided. So it brings a peace and a calm.
Now,
and we're just enjoying it.
But it's funny, just when we was outside waiting, I said, this is it. We gotta stop giving away.
She's the mama.
Yes. Sissy would be like, this one, that one. I'm like, no more. I said, Dr. O is the last one. That's yeah. it.
So let's be clear. Let's be clear. Y'all don't be hopping in them. Look, we supporting black business, we supporting women business and all the things. So y'all make sure y'all tap in and get a top, buy it, purchase yeah. a top, get one for your mama, get yes. one for your best girlfriend, this Women History yes. Month, or get one for another lady or man. So speaking yeah, of,
yes.
you said you both are married. How long yes. have you guys been married?
So I've been married 21 years.
Yes, and I am newly married. So this is my second marriage, but 3 years, 4, 3, 2, 1, I got married. So
4, 3, 2, 1. Speaking of numbers.
Yeah. Speaking of numbers again, yeah. have, listen,
yeah. 3 years.
If after this episode, y'all not looking into numbers, y'all not doing a numerology, y'all not calling Dr. O after dark and Dr. Olivia West and saying, Dr. O, do me a numerology test, then you need to, because numbers are coming up throughout all of this yes. and manifesting. So numbers are powerful.
Powerful.
So congratulations being a newlywed. Yes. You said 4, 3, 2, 1. So we yep. coming so up we on an anniversary here. Next month.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
4, 3. So that was not April Fool's. We waited till after that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We ain't playing no jokes. This is not a joke of a marriage. We're not playing. So where are you guys' husbands from? Are they from New York as well? Are they here locals?
Well, my husband was born and raised in Guyana.
We
met as youngsters in Brooklyn. So we actually known each other, since mm-hmm. we were like 10. We've known each other through school. We were dated when we were in high school. Then we separated for about 10 years and then reunited, and here we are.
And I am married to a woman.
Yes.
From New Orleans. Hence why I was
In
Mardi Gras. Yeah, that's tradition. That's just what we do now.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Listen, I'm from Baton Rouge, so this is a girl already.
Yes.
Somebody, last month when I seen someone, one of my friends, they had the ash on their head. And I was like, it's Ash Wednesday.
That was me. Yeah.
So I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Totally missed out this year. Yeah. But you know, but
I couldn't pass it up.
And I won't be passing up next year.
Yeah, you better not.
We were driving and I was like, oh, they got ash. The church is outside now? Like, I went to Catholic school my whole life, so that was second nature. And I'm like, I haven't did Ash Wednesday in forever, but the opportunity is right here. Let me do it.
Wow.
Because we know, you know, when people think of Mardi Gras, they only think of beads and flashing. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, and not knowing the history is not about the party. Yes. It's really built up for getting prepared for Ash Wednesday and getting ready for Lent and things of that nature. We're getting out all of our sins.
Tuesday.
Get it off that Tuesday. Get it all out. Get it all. And then you come in and you get blessed and you know, you go throughout the year. And that's how, you know, that's what it's meant to be and how it started. And then all the, you know,
the other stuff.
Yeah, the other folks, you know, started coming around and everything and making it a bit more festive.
Right.
Yes. You know, so, but no, and it's great that you went down, you and your wife, you guys had fun and participated in the festivities and got out all your sins and then went in and got blessed on that Ash Wednesday.
That's right.
All right. All right.
Yes.
So, I was asking, I wanted to ask, how is it being married and your spouse is supporting your business?
We have the most the most supportive spouses.
Yes.
I speak on behalf of both of them. We call them M&M Management.
Yeah.
Because the two of them are like,
she was the one that called our strategic plan meeting.
Yes.
Wow.
She was like, no, come on, y'all need to get together.
Yes.
Because we don't even like to talk about money. Like, I don't even ask, like, how much is in the bank? Like, I don't want to talk about it, right? But we have to.
Right.
And those are the questions they push us to talk about.
That's,
you know,
just who they are. Their business.
Their business.
They're creatives.
Yeah.
They're just...
So we just, what we supposed to do? Huh? Okay, let's do that.
We want to have fun and make it look good. And they're like, look.
And they're like, no, really
people
bad.
People want this and we're going to make this business work, you know? So it's the perfect balance. They are amazing spouses.
Yeah. Wow, that is.
Yes.
Shout out to the husbands and the wives and the partners and the others and everybody. Shout out to all of our loved ones.
Yes.
Now, what made you guys move here to Atlanta?
For me, she got relocated, job relocation, and it was.
She had your best friend or she had your wife?
My wife.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
Yes. So it was so divine. I told Gail, I said, Gail, we going to Atlanta. Gail was like, we going too. But at the time, her dad was ill.
Uh-huh.
She was like, but I'm going to move back to New York. I'm going to take care of daddy. And then I'll meet y'all there. I'm like, okay. So I had to wait for my middle son to graduate high school. So I'm like, when he graduates, we're out. And it just so happened, the universe, her job wanted to relocate her at the same time.
Wow.
So, but let's go back. Right before my wedding, 4-3-2-1, daddy passed away. In March. So Sissy took care of that and they were gone in June. They were in Georgia. They were in Powder Springs.
Wow.
It was no reason to stay in Virginia. There was no reason to go to New York.
Yeah.
If this is what we're gonna do, gonna make it happen. And I came the following June.
Wow.
Yep. Year to date.
Year to date.
Year to date we came.
Listen. Y'all my two new sisters. Y'all, I'm adding to the team, like in the bestie team. You guys' spirit is just so wonderful and so beautiful. It's not just about the toppers, but it is really, y'all can feel the energy and the vibe. Hopefully it's resonating through the screen. But this, I promise, y'all gonna get tired of me because, you know, I'm gonna not only be wearing the topper all the time, then, you know, and Pernod, you gotta check out my sister. Yeah, da, 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 da. But I am so happy to have you guys here. Now, we talked a lot about growing up and different things and everything. So I want you guys to share with everyone how they can find you and how they can get their own funky topper. But before I do that, in homage to childhood and growing up, being down here in the South, I heard you also was, you know, living in Delaware and things like that. So I have a question. If Mississippi were her New Jersey, what did Delaware?
What did Delaware? I don't know what Delaware.
A funky topper, of course.
Ah!
Come on now. Come on.
That was good.
I'm like, what did Delaware? What did she wear?
Delaware.
She wore a funky topper. And if you want to wear one too, where can they find you?
Oh, that was awesome.
Well, www.funkytoppersbk.com.
And you can find us at Instagram, Funky Toppers. Is it underscore?
Sure.
Anywhere on Facebook, funky.toppers.
All right, Funky Toppers on all platforms. Yeah. Again, funkytoppersbk.com, Funky Toppers on Instagram, and funky.toppers on Facebook. Yeah. Y'all make sure you check out these wonderful women. Bless this business. Get you an amazing topper so you can be just as sleek and chic and y'all looking for models?
That's a deal.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, y'all. Again, green for the money, so we gonna bring it in.
Bring it in.
Follow us on all platforms, Dr. Olivia West. And until next time.